Haftarah Shir for the second day Rosh Hashanah, the new upcoming year of Tav Shin Pei Dalet. Pasuk says in the Haftarah, the second Pasuk, Mirachoik Hashem Nirali. From the distance appears before me HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem reveals Himself to me from the distance. V'ahavas Olam Haftich, and I have loved you forever, always. Al kei mishachti chesed, and therefore we're being led with chesed. Now the mefarshim Rashi and other mefarshim explain that the pasuk shan in this pasuk means meirochi, means from way back, from a long time. Hashem has already revealed Himself to us from the days of the Avos. We have this thing going. We have this relationship with our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's been continuing. However, the Kedushas Yom Tov brings that there is a mesaira, means there's a connection between another place in Tanakh where we have one of these words, and that is in the Kriya also of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Says Avraham Avinu on the way to the Akedah, Vayar es hamakoin meirochik. He saw the place, it was far away. And the Messiah connects at the, when it says both places meirochik, there's something, some idea that needs to be by both of these together. Vayar es hamakoin meirochik, and meirochik Hashem nirali. So let's hear the Mahalach that he says. Kedushas Yom Tov. Everybody asks Akasha, why is the Akedah in the Torah considered a test for Avram more than Yitzchak? Vahi achar advar ma'ela, v'alikim nisa es Avram. Avram was tested. Why doesn't it say in the Torah that Hashem is also testing Yitzchak? Yitzchak, we know, stuck out his neck. He begged his father to tie him down well. He insisted on it all being done the Mohadrim and Amahadrim. And to be willing to be Shechted Al Kiddush Hashem, why is that not considered an Nisayon for Yitzchak just as much as it's considered a Nisayon for Avram? Why is the Torah say, V'Elikim Nisas Avram? Why doesn't it say, V'Elikim Nisas Avram V'Yitzchak? Many different Mahalach, many different Shatim. So listen to this Chiddush Dik Mahalach, amazing, amazing, from the Kedushas Yom Tov, tremendous Chizik. There's no question that Avraham Avinu, after first going through 9 amazing nisyonos and passing them with flying colors, including the first one, which was when he died in the Kivshan Eish, almost died. He gave his life up, Al Kiddush Hashem, dying in the Kivshan Eish, not the Sorah or the Zara. And then he went through another bunch of nisyonos. There's no question that if Hashem goes to him directly and instructs him to bring his son for a carbon, that's what he's going to do. The Chayra, very famous, what's the big deal? Why is it such a big Nisayan? Avraham Avinu is going to go along and bring his son up right now when he's told to after everything he's gone through. He's on a super high Madrega. There's no question he's going to go along and do that. But listen to this. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Avraham Avinu should go through this final test and go through it, and it should be a difficult test. So Kadosh Baruch Hu took away from Avraham Avinu all the madrigas which he had attained in his lifetime, all that special love and relationship he had with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashem took it away from him, temporarily blocked it, removed it, brought it to Shemayim, and Avraham Avinu wasn't able to connect with his normal spiritual level. He suddenly turned into a Pasha to Yid. A Pasha to Yid. Wow. And now Hashem says, when you're this Pasha to Yid, I'm giving you this test to go take your son Yitzchak and bring him up for a carbon. Avraham Avinu, normally, there was only one thing that mattered normally for Avraham Avinu. There was only one Ahava in the world. Only Ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was never even a concept of his Bincha Asher Ahavta as Yitzchak. He wouldn't really understand what you're saying. Yeah, I love my Yitzchak, but because I can serve Hashem better with it. I love my son Yitzchak, yeah, maybe I love my son, but I'm training. It wasn't ever up in the front, Bincha Asher Ahavta as Yitzchak. It was only always about Avas Hashem. So normally it never would have been in the Sayin. But now, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that Avraham Avinu needs to go through one last test, like we said, as a simple, Pashita person, as if he's just starting out on life and serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This makes the Nisayin tremendously difficult. And that's why Yitzchak is not considered be the one who's receiving the sign? Because of course Yitzchak, 37 years of Avodas Hashem. Pachad Yitzchak. There's no question, I'll do it. But Avraham Avinu lost all his madrigas. We're going to see much more of this in a moment. And therefore, all that fire which is always burning in Avraham Avinu wasn't there. And Hashem turns to him and says, Kachna es bincha, sichidcha, sherahat es Yitzchak. And Rashi's bothered what all these redundant lashonos are. According to this, it's something which is actually speaking to Avram. Never really meant much before. But this sentence now has a lot of meaning to Avram. Yes, it's my son, it's my only son. It's the one I love. And it becomes a very, very big nesayin for Avram Dafka. And that is the connection of the two psukim, the pasuk from the Haftorah and the pasuk from the Kri on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Vayares hamakim irachik doesn't just mean he saw the place was far away. Hamakim is referring to mekayim shel olam. Hamakim yirachim. Hamakim yinachim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is called mekayim shel olam. Vayares hamakim, he saw that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was meirachik, seemed so distant from him. He didn't feel that normal close relationship he had with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Meirachik Hashem nirali. Hashem seems to me to be so far away. I don't feel close to him. It's not one of those good days. It's not going today. And my learning's not going well. My steiging's not going well. I don't know. Somehow I feel like I dropped. And still, Avraham Avinu passed his test with amazing flying colors. Avraham Avinu still, there was no question that he was going to go along and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. He's going to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But it was a very, very big test. This is a real Nisayon. This is the hardest of all the Nisayonis. He said, it doesn't matter, I still love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. Yitzchak, of course he's going to do it. Avraham Avinu, the normal Avraham, of course he's going to do it. But this is a special, special test. Kach nes bincha sharhafta es Yitzchak. Meirachik Hashem nirali. I don't feel like I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now. And listen to how many amazing chazam can be explained based on this. The Medjur says that we understand a few other things. Why it says Lech Lecha El Haaretz HaMoriah. What's the Lashon Lecha? Ready, the Mefarshim speak about it. But Lech Lecha means Lecha. It's going to be just you. Without all the madrigas you've attained, we're going to be checking you. You, who you are. This is you, Avraham Avinu. You have to go along and pass this test. Back how you were from the beginning. Maybe it's connecting back, like we mentioned once in Medrash, that connects it back to the first Lech Lecha. He went back, to make Gzeir Shabbat, back to the first Lech Lecha when he began all his tests. Medrash says that this, the pasuk that we, the famous parak, Mi'ala Bahar Hashem, which is the, right, the Shira Yair Mishrim, and we say it in Shul Lel Rosh Hashanah after Ma'ariv, the Medrash Darsh is that it's going out of Avraham Avinu. Mi'ala Bahar Hashem is referring to Avraham Avinu. Miyachim Ken Kachar referring to Avraham Avinu. And the whole parak goes on Avraham Avinu. According to this, we have a beautiful shot. Miyala Bahar Hashem, we know that the Gemara tells us in the future that the Rishayim will be crying because why didn't they pass the Yetzirah was only like a thread. But the Tzaddikim are going to say, how did we manage to win over the Yetzirah? It was like a mountain. It was like a har, Gemara and Sukkah. So Miyala Bahar Hashem, normally who gives us the Yetzirah? Ourselves. Usually the Yetzirah and all the Nisyanis and all the Olam Hazeh is the situation we make for ourselves. But here, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving to him. Mi'ala v'har Hashem. Who's the one that has a har, a Yetzirah coming straight from Hashem? Hashem throws you a big, difficult Yetzirah. That's Avraham Avinu. And he passed it. And he went up this mountain anyways. And Hashem says to him, Ata yadati ki yari likim ata. Ata. I know that you are now a yari likim. Means you yourself, even without all the madrigas, this is who you are. Yarei likim ata. This is your essence. This is who you are inside. Because you have shown that this is what you care about and this is what you are no matter what. Whether you're having a good day or a bad day, you still serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know from the time a person is born, the Yetzer comes in. Even when even the Yetzer Hara, Hashem found that this is who he was, his Yetzer Hara, even when he came back in full force, he's able to go along and fight it no matter what. The Satmar Rebbe brings this word of his father that we just said from his father, Kedushas Yom Tov. And he adds a few other chazal which we explain based on this. The Medrash says the Satan came to him and talked to him very famous, talked to Avraham Avinu and said, "You old man, you lost your mind, what are you doing? You finally got that son you were dreaming about, and you're going to throw him away, you're going to shecht him away." And what does Avraham Avinu respond in the Medrash? He says, "I'll keep doing this. I'm never going to stop." What does he mean to say? He means to say, even though I'm in pain right now, I don't have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu like I want, and even though I basically vanquished you in the past, and here you are again, talking to me, trying to convince me, but that's not going to stop me. Now, the Medrash does say that he asked that he should never have any more nisyonis. Seems to be a bit of a stira. The answer is, he didn't want to lose the kesher with Hashem ever again. But as far as passing the test, Avraham Avinu says, "I will never, ever stop. It doesn't matter what you throw at me. It doesn't matter how big it gets, how big the mountain gets. I'm never, ever going to stop having this kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yeser al dein." That's the lesson of the Medrash. More so. Give me more. Throw me more. I hope you don't, but if you do, tell the Yetzer Hara, give me more. Make it as difficult as you want. Hide from me as much as possible. I'm never going to stop. The Medrash also tells us, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Samach, that there was a double Nisayin. Says that here by the Akedah was Naisless, a double Nisayin. What's a double Nisayin? One is the actual Nisayin of Akedah's Yitzchak. The other one is, you can go into Yiyush. Someone all of a sudden he feels like, I don't know, it's not going. My Yiddish guy's not going. My learning's not going. My davening's not going. My Vayis Hashem, I don't feel connected anymore. That could bring to a terrible despondence. That was the other test for Avraham Avinu. But he didn't let him get it down. He didn't let it just bring him down. He said, no matter what, I'm staying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. I'm not being Meyayish. And now even new beautiful Pshat in the Pasuk, L'chaira, beginning of the Kriya, V'hi achar ha'gvar me'ela, V'alikim nisa savram. Why does that to say Hashem test him? Can't you figure it out? Read the story. V'hi achar ha'gvar me'ela, and just go straight into the story. Why does introductory Pasuk, next chapter will be Hashem testing Avram? Obviously. Why does that to say that? The answer is, listen to how you can read the Pasuk. V'hi achar ha'gvar me'ela, v'alikim nisa savram. After there was one test, Hashem gave him now the test of the of Yitzchak. What's the one test? Test number one is that he lost it all. Hashem decided he's going to go along and do something extraordinary with Avram. Test him. How? Distance himself from him. And then Hashem threw in the second Nisayin. Oh, that's a very, very difficult one. But still, Avram said, let's make a difference. And right now, we're going through terrible Nisayinis. And so often, we maybe don't feel connected. Feel like, I don't know, I really prepared for Rosh Hashanah, I tried, I'm still not connecting, I don't have the ruchnis that I want. But even though Mirachak Hashem nearly, the Yid has his cry from Avraham Avinu, and we say, V'avas Eilam Haftich, Alkein Meshachtich Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I still love you, I'm still going to be with you. Whether it seems to be a hot, wonderful, exciting, fiery day with Hashem, or a cold, freezing day where I just don't feel it's going, I'm still going to stay with you. I'm never going to give up. I want to have a relationship with you, Tata. Avinu Malkeinu, we want to stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and show Him how much we care and we're dedicated to Him. No matter what, we're going to pass every test that goes, because Hashem, we love You no matter how difficult the challenges are in Ruchnius and making the right choices. Because we're dedicated to You, we're always going to make the right choice. Ksiva v'chasima toivah.